You're listening to Targum Yonasan with Daniel Eisenberg, Parshas Vayigash, and this week we have a very fascinating, surprising comment to the Targum Yonasan, and it will, and interestingly, answer several questions, but also present a few new ones that we may not be able to answer, but I'm excited to take a look at it with you together. So the comment comes in Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Chav Gimel, and this is the list of the 70 members of Yaakov's family that come down to Mitzrayim. And in Chaf Gimel, we have Uvnei Dan Chushim. And the sons of Dan are, or is, Chushim. So we have, famously, Chushim ben Dan over here, listed as the as Bnei Dan. Now the Targum Yonasan over here translates this pasuk, Uvnei de Dan, and the sons of Dan, Zrizin ve'amporin. They are Zrizin and Amporin. So Zrizin means people who are Zari. So often referred to somebody who has who is either very careful about something or like charged and eager and ready to do something. And Amporin is a little bit of a hard word. The Bir Yonasan, based on the Aruch, translates it as merchants. Though there's other possible translations that maybe it means some sort of craftsman or something like that. V'leis sichom l'minyanei hom, and there is no sum total to their number. And so this right away is striking, because this means that the name Chushim is actually not a name, it's a descriptive term. It means that they're zrizin va'amporin, that they're so charged or ready, prepared, and merchants, that it's a description of people. Now, the question that this answers, one question that this answers, it's a famous question on this pasuk. It says, Uvnei Dan, in plural, and the children of Dan, Chushim, and then it proceeds to list one person. And the some of the Mefarshim struggle to understand this. Ibn Ezra's a couple of pshatim that maybe there were originally two sons and one of them died, or another possibility Ibn Ezra quotes is that it's just the way that the Torah talks. It says it lists b'nei, and over here also b'nei. Even over here, there's actually only one son. There's other approaches you could take, possibly I don't know if it was addressing this point in particular, but that the 70 descendants of Yaakov are not all the descendants. There are actually more, but these are the 70 main ones. So it could be that. Based on this, you could say that Dan really had more sons, not just Chushim, and Chushim is the only one who made it to this chashiv list of 70. But now a new approach to it is that, no, it's B'nai Dan. They're actually children of Dan, and they are Chushim. It's darshaning Chushim as a plural word, a plural descriptive term of what the sons of Dan were like, that they were Chushim, whatever that might mean. So this is a very interesting perspective, and granted, it's not the only perspective. The simple shot that Chushim is the name of an individual, that is an approach taken in Midrashim, where we see a personality, a person named Chushim ben Dan, who does, who for example, kills Esav, at the beginning of this parsha, he joins Yehuda against in his arguments and threats against Safnas Paneach. But that's this approach over here. Now, I want to point out the elucidation over here at the end. The leisachon l'minyanei hom, and that there's no sum total to their number. So I think there are two possible ways to understand this. It could be that Targum Yonasan is saying that there are so many of these b'nei dun, there's so many of these chushim, that the Torah didn't want to list them all. But I think another way to read this is that there's no sum total mentioned, that we don't write it just says ubnei chushim, ubnei dan chushim, and it doesn't list the number, but not necessarily that there are a lot of them. It's just the Targum Yonasan is noting that the Torah doesn't mention how many there were. And if that's said, if we don't know how many there were, then the assumption is throughout Chazal we see that the minimum of a pluralization is two. So the assumption would be that Uvnei Dan Chushim, and the sons of Dan were Chushim, so presumably there are only two sons of Dan. if we indeed understand it like this, that there are two sons of Dan, and they are described as Hushim, and we don't know their names, so this can solve another couple of problems that we have. First of all, in Parshas Pinchas Bamidbar, Chav Vav Mem Beis, so it lists the family of Dan, and it says Shucham, that this is Shucham. And Rashi over there points out Shucham, it's basically almost the same letters as Hushim, just rearranged. So Shucham is basically Hushim. But over here we could say maybe that over here, if there are only two sons, they are both described as Hushim, but there are two sons. So it makes sense that you have one person named Shucham later on, and it could be the other son of Dan didn't really lead much of a family. Meaning Dan has two sons. One of them is Shucham. One of them, we don't know his name. And Shucham is the one who actually develops into a family. And that, you know, is a similar pattern to some of the other people, some of the other families mentioned in Parshas Pinchas that, you know, appear in Parshas Vayigash, and their families don't seem to appear anymore in Pinchas. So that could explain that. But really more a very mysterious midrash that deals with another major problem on this whole count in Parshas Vayigash, which is that the psukim over here say that there are 70 people in this family. 70 people went down to Mitzrayim. However, when you count all the names, you come up with a grand total of 69. And the Mefarshim and really dates back to the Midrashim all struggle to understand who is that 70th person. Now, Bereishis Rabbah, I think it's Sadi Dalid Tess, quotes five possibilities of who the 70th person is. Three of them you might have heard before, two of them you likely heard before, at least one of them you almost definitely heard before. There's the opinion that that Rashi adopts, as well as Targum Yonasan a little bit later on, which is that the 70th person is actually Yocheved. Another pshat, which is adopted by some of the Pashtunim, by the Rashbam, Ibn Ezra, that's the kingdom, I believe, as well, which is that the 70th person is Yaakov himself. There's another pshat in that quote in Bereishis Rabbah that it's Yaakov. And then there are two very surprising pshatim. One of them is that it's Hushim ben Dan. Now, there are actually a few problems with suggesting that the 70th person is Hushim. But the most obvious one, I think, is actually dealt with over here. The most obvious problem with Hushim being the 70th person is Hushim is already part of the 69. When you count the family of Bilhah, so we have B'nai Hushim Dan is already listed. So how could Hushim be the 70th person? Hushim is already in the list of 69. But if we take this approach of the Targum Yonasan, that Hushim is not one person. Upnei Dan Hushim is actually two people. So then we can explain very easily. Okay, there we go. That's the 70, right? Without Hushim, we have 68. Upnei Dan Hushim, you originally thought that that's only one person, but the truth is Upnei Hushim Dan is two, and that would bring you to a grand total of 70 people. Now, as I mentioned, this is not necessarily the pshat in the 70th person that the Targum Yonasan holds of, because it seems to be Targum Yonasan later does mention the birth of in a pasuk Chaf Zayin over here, which mentions the birth of Yocheved, and seems to say that brings the total to 70. So you know, this is not necessarily coming to answer that question, but you could definitely use this Targum Yonasan to offer an explanation in that Midrash and Bereishis Rabbah. Also noted that there are still problems with suggesting that, but I thought it was a fascinating perspective on Ubnei Hushim Dan, and it does indeed answer several questions. Just a couple of questions to leave you with, though. If this is indeed the case, that Ubnei Dan Hushim, this is not a proper noun, this is not the name of Dan's sons, but rather a description, so why is it that only the sons of Dan are described and not named? Why would that be the case? You could suggest, like the first way we understood the Targum Yonasan, that you know there's just so many of them, so we didn't want to take up the list. But I think it's a little bit challenging to say that, especially because we see that the Torah lists there are 70 people over here. So it sounds like there wouldn't be so many members of the B'nai Dan. So why is it that B'nai Dan, according to the Targum Yonasan, don't get mentioned by name and rather are given a descriptive term of them? So let you think of that. So think about that. If you have a suggestion, please let me know and send it to Rabbi Eisenberg at RabbiEisenberg613@gmail.com. And I'm happy to hear any suggestions. But We'll leave it at that for this week. Have a beautiful Shabbos.